This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you'd like to call in at any time, please do, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, for the record, John 14:6. Friends, I got an email this morning, and I just thought this was so well written that I wanted to share it with you, my friends. I did an article today, and I highlighted it yesterday, and it was titled, "The Administration That Promised to Make America Great Again is Stripping Your Rights Away." And I said, wake up. And then I added, just so people didn't think, for some reason or another, that I was giving my opinion, okay, press releases and videos affixed, okay? They were enjoined. They were a part of my article. I always want to show people the fruit, okay? Because facts are stubborn things. It's interesting, again, friends, how people believe what the media that they don't believe in has to say. I can stand there and show you what this administration is doing, and they'll question me. And they're the ones that say they don't believe what the media have to say. That is the definition scripturally of holding the truth in unrighteousness, okay? Let me say that again. 94% of the people, again, just reiterating the point, don't believe what the mainstream media reports. Well, you're right. Should be 100%. But 94% of you say you don't believe what they have to say. Yet when they report something on Donald Trump and it counters the truth of what Donald's really doing, countering what he is saying, I hold the fruit, the facts, in my hand, testifying of what this administration is doing. People question me, not the media that's lying to them. You want me to say this a different way? You want to talk about hypocrisy to high heaven, okay? So yesterday, I highlighted this. I highlighted the fruit with articles, videos, smoking gun in hand, friends, with the fruit hanging on the branch of this administration, okay? Oh, my goodness, there's 5, 6, 7 articles documenting and confirming what Donald Trump has done, which counters what he tells the American people. For example, he sells himself as the pro-lifer, yet he funds Planned Parenthood. He sells himself as the second pro-amendment guy, right? He's the pro-gunner, right? Yet he's the one, the greatest proponent of red flag laws trying to strip Americans. And really what it's aimed at, friends, for those that don't know the difference, I'm about to share that with you. It's aimed at political opposition, okay? That's what this is all about. They want to disarm anybody that may be a threat to the establishment in which Americans are sick and tired of, or so they say. Okay? And the list goes on. He sells himself as the pro, let's build the wall, and yet he releases 196,000 illegals into America. He sells himself as pro-marriage, and yet he agrees with the Supreme Court and their unconstitutionality and their illegalities, siding with them and advocating which God condemns, daring the justice of God, as one that wants to decriminalize sodomy on a global scale. Yet he says he's not the police of the world. Then what are you doing, Mr. Trump? So again, friends, what he says and what he does are two different stories. He's talking about making America great again, yet yesterday his administration requests permanent reauthorization of the NSA mass surveillance of you, America. Well, the media is accusing anybody concerning the illegals within the United States of America that have come into America illegally. You're a racist if you dare question them. Friends, the surveillance is about Americans. Just ask the DHS. Just ask them for the new definition of terrorism, friends. Because it's aimed at Americans, not those that mean to plunder this country, which, by the way, is what I'm going to be talking about in just a moment. But no matter how many times I show you factually, friends, the fruit hanging from the branches of this administration, you're always going to get one of these idiots. Okay, I'm going to read it to you. Would you rather have a Democrat in office? This is how dummied people have been, dummied down, desensitized. This is how it starts off. Would you rather have a Democrat in office? Really? And I'm going to answer it in just a moment. This person said to me, "You're not perfect. Could you do better?" I'm not the standard. President Trump is fighting back and is being obstructed by the deep state. Well, let me ask you, how is the deep state doing what the deep state is doing without Donald Trump doing it for them? Is it the deep state that's trying to strip the American people away from bearing arms? No, it's Donald Trump. Is it the deep state funding Planned Parenthood? No, it's Donald Trump. Is the wall built that has been promised for years, America? Absolutely not. He's dropping off illegals into America. Is the deep state responsible for that? No. Donald's doing it for him. He goes on, "I agree with a lot about what you say, but you're a whining crybaby. And you're wrong. Who would you see in office?" Well, you know, I was talking to a couple today, and it doesn't matter who's in office. The fact of the matter is, America, you could have the most righteous man in the people's White House right now. God's judgments are still going to continue on until America individually and as a whole repents. Okay? It doesn't matter who's in office right now. It's a matter of what the people do in response to heaven, Acts 20, verse 21. Okay? This person goes on, "Everyone on the left is against him. Are you a leftist shill? Are you a fool that doesn't study history to know the difference? Because history is repeating itself because you failed to learn from history that this is a communist tactic being played out, that the best way to lead the opposition and to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. They're creating the war." Friends, they're creating the opposition between the left and the right, because if it weren't true, then where is the justice that was promised? And who loses every time? The American people do. And by the way, if you would take the time to read the Constitution of the United States of America, there is no left-right paradigm. We're ruled by law, Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. This ignoramus goes on, "You're basically full of blank. The church and the world are two different things. Government and the church are two different things. Donald Trump is being pressured. You're just helping the left lots to say that you know no room so." This is what they said. "Basically, you're a whiny crybaby, and you're wrong and misinformed. You have long hair," there they go, "and is a shame to man, Mr. Bible scholar, blankin' blankin' dumb A." I'll be right back.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, "Opposition. It is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that." When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Thank you for making us the number one and number two show in the country on Genesis Communication Networks. I also wanted to let you know that if you want to jump online, please do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over on Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Twitter, Bradley Dean, double E1, Bradley Dean 1. Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube, put in Bradley Dean right next to that. Pull up a couple hundred videos, bringing about resolve to America's issues. And again, yes, we are exposing the crimes with the use of the law, biblically and constitutionally, and bringing in the answer, Jesus Christ and the American people establishing justice to set a light, to be about the nation, friends, and deterring evil, which is the fear of the Lord. Okay, filial, not diabolical. Again, I also wanted to let you know if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Just sharing with you a letter, an email that I got this morning. It was so good, I had to highlight this one. I get some of them that are so good, friends, but they're so long, I don't have time for it. Okay, just for the record. But this one just kind of took, it was icing on the cake this morning. Or it was icing on the Pop-Tart this morning. Let's put it that way, okay? This person said, would you rather have a Democrat in office? Of course not. But, of course, I have to put the question back to them. So what I said is, you definitely sound like you've done your homework. Where in the U.S. Constitution is there a two-party system? Well, the answer is there isn't one, but I'm laying the question to them. I then said, how does what you call the deep state do what it does without the current administration doing it for them? Okay, they can't. I said, then, is the deep state funding abortion? No, Donald Trump is. I said, is opening the borders to illegals? Why are they not been closed yet? Why are immigration laws not been enforced yet? I said, because Donald Trump hasn't. As a matter of fact, he released 196,000 just 3 weeks ago into America while playing what Mr. Let's make America great again. Let's protect the American people. It's not about that at all. He's handing the United States over to the United Nations global agenda. Don't doubt what I'm telling you, friends. And then I said, no, Donald Trump is doing that. And I said, you sound like a little ignorant baby who does not like someone someone telling the truth. I said, think, read the Bible and the Constitution, and then and only then will you know the difference. Sincerely, Bradley. Okay? Folks, I mean, you can't make up what people do and what people say. I just did a brand new article this morning, and it's the one I highlighted yesterday on the show concerning what's happening through this administration. You're being the one that said the administration and Donald Trump that said that he wanted to make, the ones responsible for saying that he wanted to make America great again, is actually the one stripping away your rights. And I said press releases and videos online. Well, this one lady says to me, I pray that you're wrong, without reading the articles, because they don't want to see. Folks, these people see no evil and they hear no evil when it comes to the one that they worship. And this is the truth of the matter. And again, this is nothing new. Yesterday, I shared with you dictators of the past and the present, friends. They are loved by the people, yet they are hated by those that know the difference, just so you know. And who are those that hate them, friends? Those that are calling them out for who they are. And they hate them. They're angry with them because they're advocating that which is untrue to the people. And instead of being your best friend by telling you the truth, these fools, and fools they are, friends, they would rather adhere to the lie, to their own demise, rather than the truth, because they don't want to have to actually deal with the one that is lying to them. Again, nothing new here. But this person said, I pray that you're wrong in this article. And then she goes on and says, our Savior is Jesus Christ and none other. She said, I don't place my faith in any human, but I do choose our president over anyone running against him. God's got this. You irresponsible hypocrite. God's got this. Yeah. You know, they always come back to, well, God's on the throne. Yeah. And what's God doing on that throne? I'll tell you what he's doing. He's waiting for the church that professes their love for him so much to actually keep his commandments in dealing with the wicked. That's what he's waiting for. But what do these biblically illiterates say? Well, God's on the throne. He'll take care of this. No, no. He is taking care of this, friends, in the sense of the fact that the American people, again, who profess their love for God, are standing back in their apathy and they're allowing corruption to do the things that they're doing. They're adding strength to tyranny by allowing corruption to do the things that corrupt people do. That's what's happening. So you're under the judgments of God. You chose to do nothing. You put it in the hands of those that are the problem and are part of the problem and, in most cases, creators of the problem. And the fact of the matter is you don't want to have to actually stand up and deal with them. So you will eat the fruit of your own ways. And the fruit of your own ways is exactly what you're eating today in this country. Again, you just can't make this up. Are there people waking up? There's no question about it. There's no question about it, friends. The fact of the matter is the people that are awake are going to have to do something with that light. And if it's truly about God and your brothers and your sisters and your country, well, then go over to Matthew. I'm going to go there right now. And Matthew 5, and I'm going to go to verse 16. And what does it tell us? Well, it says that if you want to see God glorified, then let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Now, if I go over to Isaiah, which I am doing right now, and I'm going to Isaiah 51, verse 4, by the way, equating this in the natural to what I'm telling you in the spiritual, read 1 Corinthians 2:14. When you go over and you actually look at Lady Liberty, it says on the base of the statue that was given unto us by the French, it says, enlightening the world. That's interesting. Well, Bradley, what does that have to do with what we're talking about right now? Well, I was just talking about let your light so shine before the world, friends, that your Father may be glorified by what you do. Well, what does it talk about? Well, the correlation is when you go to Isaiah 51, verse 4, it tells us what that light may mean, right? Hearken, listen carefully unto me, Isaiah 51, verse 4. Listen carefully unto me, my people, this is the Lord, and give ear unto me, O my nation. For a law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgment to rest for a light of the people. And of course, when I go line upon line, precept upon precept, by the help of the Holy Ghost, thank you, Lord, what do? I end up again on the back of the Supreme Court building, where I look at Moses and the Ten Commandments, and what does it say right under him for the millionth time? It says, justice guards our liberty. without justice, you destroy or you allow a people that leave off justice to destroy your country, just like that of Machiavelli. Okay? So what's the answer? Everybody wants to know what the answer is, folks. You know, I was talking to someone this morning because people are saying, well, what should I do? What should I do? I want to tell you what you should do. You should read the Word of God and ask the Lord to empower you by the Holy Ghost to bring you whithersoever you don't want to go in fulfilling the will of the Lord. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are sons of God. Romans 8:14. What am I talking about? There's so many people in this country that would rather give the reins over to a man. Cursed is the man that trusteth in the arm of the flesh, Jeremiah 17:5. But blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. They would rather give it over to a man to do for them what they refuse to do. Okay? I've already said that. But like Peter in the book of John, in the end of the book of John, we find where Peter was asked by the Lord, do you love me? And Peter said, well, you know that I love you. Jesus said, don't feed my sheep. And then he asked him again, do you love me, Peter? Peter said, you know that I love you. He said, feed my lambs. And then again, Jesus asked him once again, do you love me? And he said, you know that I love you, Lord. And he was getting irritated with Jesus. He said, if you love me, then go and feed my sheep. Wait a second. So the will of the Lord is to seek and save that which is lost. Yep. But we live in a system of government in this country where God ordained it, Exodus 18:21, where the people are the government. Yep. See, they've been conditioned that there's lines between church and state, which is found in no founding document whatsoever. The lines between church and state are set in place in your minds by a communist organization called the ACLU, where Roger Baldwin said that the end of the ACLU is communism. They are subversive to American government, but I will tell you what Thomas Jefferson said and what he meant. He said there is an erected wall barring the government to interfere into the affairs of the church, the way that they have and the way that they are. Okay? Just telling you a little history. Just thought I'd share that with you. And I thought I would share with you, too, as well as freedom of religion, for those that did not know, means, which we find in the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights, is under the umbrella of the Christian faith, friends. Not giving freedom to foreigners that mean to come into America and actually establish a constitution foreign to that of America in the American Constitution. Like some believe, well, it's freedom of religion. No, Christianity under the umbrella of the Christian faith. The Baptists, the Lutherans, the Catholics, the list goes on. Friends, when the Spirit of God gets involved in your life, He girds you and He takes you whithersoever you don't want to go, rather than what you think is the right way.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New York State is now one of a handful of states and municipalities filing a lawsuit against the Trump administration for enforcing a rule that limits green cards for some migrants who need public assistance.
America is a nation of immigrants. It was built by immigrants, and generations have landed on the welcoming shores of Ellis Island with nothing more than a dream in their pockets.
New York Attorney General Letitia James. Now, James has sued the Trump administration on behalf of New York multiple times in the past 2 years. Air conditioners will be on full blast this week for much of the country. Forecasters are saying that 100 million people will be feeling the heat. Places like Boston, New York, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C. all could see triple digits, as well as the Southwest, where temperatures will hit near record highs in both Phoenix and Tucson. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
So let me finish this point, and then I got to get over to the topic of the day, okay? So I was just talking about, you know, how Jesus said in John 21 to Peter, this is what he said, King James Version, okay? Just keeping it safe on my end here. It said, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself and walkest whithersoever thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whithersoever thou wouldest." That's the will of God. Mariah Woodworth Edder said it best, those that want to be in the pulpit are called of the devil because they want to be there. She said those that don't want to be in the pulpit, those are the ones that are called of God because they're led there. There's not a thing that I'm doing in my life today, friends, where I would have applied for the job that I'm doing. Nowhere. I would have never guessed in a million years I would be doing national radio right now. International radio right now. Never. Never. Friends, people today, they don't understand that the carnal mind is at enmity with God. Okay? Here, this is what it says. It says, "Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be." Okay? What people need to understand is, people so often, when I talk to them, they talk about how they were led of the Spirit of God to do the things that they want to do. And then once it doesn't work, they're trying to figure out where the Lord is at. Well, the Lord never called them to do that. They went the direction that the flesh, the mind of the flesh wanted to go. They didn't want to bear their cross and follow the Christ. Okay? I remember doing high school assemblies. We were in Memphis. It was one of the three Christian schools that we've done out of 363 of them across the country. And I remember when I first walked in, there was a big sign on, it was in the foyer right when you walked into the church. And it was talking about a missions trip to Hawaii. And I thought to myself, a missions trip to Hawaii, I could already go there by the Holy Ghost, discerning what was going on in the minds of those, what they call themselves, the church leaders. They wanted a vacation. They wanted a vacation. They wanted a little time off to go to Hawaii and hang out with the kids. And I thought to myself, whoa. I put the cross up to myself, understanding what the Lord meant, because I'm doing what I didn't apply to do, but I'm doing it in response to the call of God. Many are called, few are chosen. You know what makes them chosen? Those that respond to the call of God. Okay? That's exactly what we're doing here. And I'm a free man as the Lord's slave in doing what He's called me to do. There's so many people that are out of the will of God, and it's what they want to do, and when it doesn't work, they get mad at God because it doesn't work. He never appointed you to do that. Let me give you another example. Do you remember in Scripture where Jesus was talking about how He's going to be crucified? And He was going to be crucified as He went up to Jerusalem. He's going to be delivered by the chief priests, the scribes. The Herodians were going to help out. As well as fall into the hands of sinners, Jesus said. It tells us that in the book of Acts as well. And do you remember when He was talking about the cross experience, Peter, the guy that likes to stick both feet in his mouth, remember he was the guy that said he'd go to prison with the Lord, and Jesus said to him, you're going to deny me three times before the cock crows? Well, Jesus was right because He denied him three times. When Jesus was talking about going up to Jerusalem to be crucified, right, which He was appointed to do by the Father, what did Peter do? He began to rebuke Jesus, saying, far be it from you, Lord. Far be it from you, Lord. Right? Oh, we're on to something today, friends. We're on to something. Someone needs to hear this stuff. This is good stuff. It's Holy Ghost stuff. I speak as a man, but I say it respectfully. What did Jesus do? He looked at Peter and He rebuked him and He said, far be it. And He told Peter, He called him Satan, and He rebuked him. And He said, you savor the things that be of men, not of God. When the Lord God sets us on His course, friends, rest assured where He puts us. We can't do it in our own strength. We can't provide for ourselves. We can't protect ourselves. He does all of that in the call of God. You've heard the saying, you know, the Lord provides where He guides. It's absolutely true. It's absolutely true. And also keep in mind, when you have a call of God in your life, friends, listen carefully. It's always a call in which you cannot do without His aid. Ask Moses. Oh, I know, there's a lot of people in the circle saying, you know what, I just don't see how you can do that. They begin to reason them out of the call of God. Well, let me tell you something, brother from another mother. Reason is the greatest enemy to the faith that Christ gives. Okay? Here, I'll give you a little analogy. Remember when Peter, or a parable, remember when Jesus was walking on the water at 4 o'clock in the morning, between 4 and 6 a.m.? And Peter looked at Him and said, Lord, if that's You, bid me to come out. And he began to walk on water by faith. And reason got in there, and he began to look at the boisterous waves, and what does the Bible tell us? He began to sink. Friends, so it is in the things of the Spirit. Keep your eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of your faith. Keep your eyes single, and He will, by the way, the Lord said, call unto Me, and I will answer and show you great and mighty things. He tells us in the book of Ephesians that He would answer exceedingly above all that we could ask or think according to the power that works in us. You're always going to get people to try to talk you out of the will of God. And if it's your own will, you'll get the support of everybody, friends. You know, can you imagine Moses before he took the children of Israel into the promised land? And keep in mind, Moses was saying, listen, I have a speech impediment. I'm not your man. Find somebody else. He was finding fault with himself. Those that have walked out and are walking in the flesh, man, those are the ones that are justifying themselves and why they're doing it and how they're doing it and how they have the support of the people. When it's the Spirit of God, it's just the exact opposite. You're trying to figure out why He would pick you to do it. You're finding fault with yourself. But here, I want to give you a kind of a setting here. Can you imagine Moses? The Lord approaches Moses on the backside of the desert, tells him what he's going to do. He's going to deliver his people. Meekest man alive is ordered by the Spirit of God to confront the strongest government in the world and tells them what the deal is. Let my people go. He went in his authority. If he'd have went in his own authority, he'd have been snuffed out like an ant underfoot. But can you imagine all the people that were sitting around him? That's, you know, would say, you know what? The board members are all there saying, well, I just don't see how this is going to happen. And, you know, my faith is beginning to waver even now with this thing that you're talking about, Moses. And you have all these people on this board looking for a poll for the affirmative to confirm God's will. You think Moses was going to get it? Nope. You know, let me say it this way. It's a good thing Moses didn't ask the arm of the flesh, and it's a good thing that he didn't take the poll from his board members or any other man, because if he did, he would have never led the children of Israel through to the promised land. Never in a million years. What God calls you to, let me say this, let me say it clearly. What God calls you to, when it's a real call, is he calls you to the impossible. He calls you to the impossible. He calls you to do what you cannot do in your own strength. And what he does call you to do, every day of my life, friends, I wake up saying, what am I doing here? I have eyes, I see. I have ears, I hear. I hear what's happening in our world every day. But you know what keeps rising up in me? The faith that's been given unto me that overcomes this world. This faith within me keeps getting on top of the issues of the day. And wasn't it Jesus that said, I've made you to be more than a conqueror through him that loved us? Right? He said, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And I think the problem is, more than anything, is what people feed on. That's the problem. It's what people feed on. They feed on the lies of the media all day long, and they may read a scripture or two, and they wonder why they're sinking. They wonder why they're succumbing rather than overcoming the way the scripture tells us. If you notice that no matter what situation Paul was, the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, he always overcame. The apostles always overcame, even unto death. Friends, even unto death. Let me ask you something, friends. Those that are succumbing to the spirit of the world, who do you have your eyes fixed on? Number one, what are you feeding on? You know the analogy of the two dogs, right? There's two dogs in a ring. They're going to fight to the death. I ask you the question, which dog is going to win? The dog that you feed the most is going to win. You stay in the Word, you feed on the Word, you're going to overcome. You keep feeding on the spirit of the world, and you keep hanging around a bunch of gloom and doomers and a bunch of children of the flesh that are worrying at the call of God in your life. I'm here to tell you that call of God in your life is going to overcome them gloom and doomers, those that are working against the call of God in your life. And I'll tell you how he's going to work. He's going to repeal them. He doesn't want them around. They're detriments to the very faith that Christ gives. What about Eleazar, son of Dodo? Well, the children of Israel turned in the day of battle. What did Eleazar do? He picked up his sword, the sword of the Lord, and he went after the Philistines, and he won the day. Did he do that within his own carnal mind, which is at enmity with God? Absolutely not. What about King David? What about Moses? Friends, what about Abraham? What about Gideon? When the Lord picked him out and he said, I'm the least in my father's house. He said, no, you're the man, mighty man of valor. And what did he do? He obeyed God, doing the impossibility, tearing down the altars of his fathers and dealing with the Philistines. And at the end of the day, he won. Did he do that because he listened to men in the arm of the flesh? Or did he do it and win the day because he listened to the Spirit of God? You're going to have to decide for yourselves, friends. But those that have a true call of God in your life, keep your eyes fixed on him, seek his face, and he will do with you what he's done with others, because he's not a respecter of persons. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is an authentic, genuine chaser of truth. He and the Sons of Liberty Radio.com bring back long forgotten lessons in history relevant to what is happening in America today. He has a word in his heart as a burning fire that cannot be contained. Listen today, a life change for good.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We are on a trail, and we're going to stay in it. The Spirit of God will not be straightened. I'm here to remind you that God is the God of the impossible. I'm here to remind you that it was Jesus that said, greater works will you do than I did because I go unto my Father. I'm here to remind you as what does it tell us in John 21 verse 25? And there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written, every one of his miracles, blowing grandma out of the grave, opening up the blind eyes, causing the lame to walk, the blind to see, the dead be, again, raised from the dead, friends. All manner of sickness and disease completely healed. Okay? That's all a miracle, friends. And what does the Bible teach us, by the way? In contrast, countering that, you know, is the woman that had an issue of blood that was completely and instantly healed in Jesus' name. By the way, he hasn't changed. I am the Lord thy God. I change not. Hebrews 13:8, Malachi 3:6. Come on. What's your excuse, friends? Meet him on his terms. Test him. Know him. He said, prove me now in this. Friends, we are to seek his face so he can show himself strong on our behalf if only we're willing to yield ourselves over him to him in doing just that. Now, isn't it interesting that the woman that was healed of the issue of blood, she said that the doctors took all that she had. See, there's the flesh and here's the spirit. And she pressed into the Christ until she received. Right? I can go on and I can go on. He calms the storms. What manner of man is this? He's not like us, friends. He's holy. He's just. He's righteous. And guess what? He's alive forevermore. If it were not true, isn't it interesting, friends? If it were not true, how your enemies continuously testify against themselves. all the religions in the world are now coming into this ecumenical view, man. It's this oneness taking place. You know what the obstacle is? Christianity. Not the counterfeit Christians. Christianity on fire, tangible, real. Isn't that interesting? What's going on in the United States of America? Who's it aimed at? Christians. Why? Because he's alive. He's alive. Your enemies are telling you how alive he is on a daily basis by continuously attacking him. Listen to me carefully. All politics aimed at the Christ will end unto their own destruction. That is the history of the living Christ. Okay? Now that I'm on that run. Napoleon Bonaparte said the Bible is no mere book. It's a living creature. It's a power that conquers all that oppose it. That's right. Your enemies knows that he's alive. Yet Christians don't know? No. You have no idea the power that we can access in Jesus Christ. The power that created the world. Friends, the power that created each and every one of us. How many people are on the planet? Are we told? What, 6 to 7 billion now? He created each and every one of them wonderfully within the womb. Look around you. Look at the trees. Look at the grass. Look at the fields. Friends, look at the water. Look at the sky. It's all his create. It's a reflection of how awesome and how awesomely beautiful and wonderful he is. And I say that not with the rust of religion on those words. But friends, let me go back to this. Your enemies are testifying to you all day long that Jesus Christ is alive. Especially those that profess to be his when you tell them the truth. Remember, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus himself. And that's what got him crucified. And that's why so many professed Christians and conservatives and patriots are angry with me giving them the word that they despise. It's the great stumbling block to you disobedient ones, isn't it? Where you have been appointed, isn't it? Yeah, it's offense to me, yeah. Well, at least tell the truth and shame the devil. But just keep in mind that devil's within yourself because you're the one that's offended. And don't tell me how the devil made you do anything because you made the choice to yield to him. And how anybody in their right mind, even in a carnal mind, could stand up against the Prince of Princes and the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords who died on the cross for your sin and you're angry with what he did on your behalf, reconciling you back to the Father through his blood? I mean, this reminds me of people that were coming back from wars. And Americans were in the airports calling them baby killers and this and that and the other thing. How many of them are 6 feet under the ground? What would you do, Americans? Let me ask you, what would you do, Americans, if you've seen people walk into Arlington Cemetery or a veteran memorial and desecrate the memories or break down the Christian crosses above their heads? What would you do? Oh, I'd rip their heads off. Really? Are you living that way? Would you reject what they've done? Guess what they did? They magnified the law against tyranny, the very tyrannies you're accepting today in your own country. You're the hypocrites for not repenting. You're the hypocrites. You're the ones that are evil for not accepting the gift of God. Unmerited, by the way. Unmerited. What are you doing with that gift? Let me say it this way. Freedom. What are you doing with that gift that God has given unto us? 2 Corinthians 3:17. In him, not outside of him, we're to put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Don't tell me how freedom is outside of Christ. It's not. To whom the Son makes free is free indeed. John 8:36. Don't tell me how freedom is outside of Christ. It is not. It is inside of Christ. It is bearing your cross. Understanding the power of God unto salvation. Let me go back. How would you reject that message? How would you be angry at one of our veterans in the natural? How about the captain of our salvation who died for the sins of mankind? Unto him who loved us and washed us in his own blood. Hereby perceive we the love of God that he laid down his life for us. We ought to lay down our lives for our brethren. Right? For Christ hath also once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, being put to death in the flesh but quickened by the Spirit. How can we reject that? We can't. Come on. Friends, common sense comes into play here, but it is a move of faith. I got 3 minutes left. I'm going to talk about Muslim mosques, military bases in America. I'll talk about that tomorrow. But I want to lay this to your candor. And there are also many other things which Jesus did, which if they were written one by one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. And I want to lay to you before I end the show. And Jesus said unto me and you, greater works will you do than I did, because I go unto my Father. I remember Ben Carson, healing hands. It's a true story of his life. His mother used to tell him, when you run out of excuses, then you're going to get something done. Hey, folks, run to the Lord. Free yourself from your black taskmaster, because that's what he is. Free yourself from the one that lies and steals. Okay? Don't give your life to the cruel one any longer. Give it to Jesus Christ. But I want you to understand something, that when you do, understand that, yes, his burden is light and his yoke is easy, friends. Okay? Do you understand that? But it comes with the cross. Through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of heaven. It's not set out for men that want an easy road in any sense of the word, because it's not. It's a rough road. Straight and narrow and difficult is the way. Keep in mind, those that even live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted for righteousness' sake. Is it true, Bradley? Oh, absolutely it's true. And I talk about how it's true in America. And we're a bunch of spoiled brats over here. And I don't believe that the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob spoils his kids. I know how he loves his kids. He chastises his sons and his daughters lest they should be bastards. Right? The Bible tells us in Hebrews 12, read the whole chapter, why? That we might be partakers of his holiness. Real Christians seek out holiness. They understand that the blood has washed them from their sins. He's delivered us from the power of darkness, and he's translated us all into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption, even through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Friends, we're a blood-bought people. Let's start acting like it. Let's start playing the men and playing the women of God in the power of the Holy Ghost, who gave us all power over the enemy, and who also told us this in ending: the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. The seed of the righteous, let me remind you, is forever. I don't care what the bad guys are doing. The bad guys are worried about what I'm doing, and they should be worried about what you're doing too. Let's take responsibility upon meeting the face of God and seeking the face of God and giving him our whole heart, Jeremiah 29:11-13, and see what he won't do through you, friends, because I want to turn the radio on someday and listen to your show, and I want to listen to your testimony as to what the Lord did through you on the behalf of this nation and preserving us for our posterity. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.